This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Malcolm Pallet, the co-founder and executive chairman of Coincilium. Hi, Malcolm. How are you?
Hello, Mark. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Yes, doing very well. Thank you, Malcolm. And today you're going to be talking to us about the RNS that you've released, whereby you say that Nifty Labs, through its partnership with Endorse, have commenced development of an RSK-powered NFT on Bitcoin marketplace. So what can you tell us about this announcement then?
So this is really the project that we had been working on in stealth mode, which we kind of indicated we'd funded to the tune of $250,000 to spec and build it out and commission it. And we're building an NFT marketplace, at least the technical solution for an NFT marketplace platform, but we're doing it using RSK technology, which is the overlay which enables smart contracts on the Bitcoin blockchain and effectively NFTs on the Bitcoin blockchain. So that's the significant difference here. But because we're building it from the ground up, we can incorporate a lot of features that don't really get addressed by some of the larger platforms.
Okay. And you say you're going to deliver this in, what, about 6 months' time?
Yeah, we've allowed for a six-month build phase. We're already quite well into it. I mean, it didn't take us that long to sort of to cover a lot of the bases. You've seen the kind of features there, but 6 months is a realistic amount of time for us to get this to the point where the technology is there, the platform's there that we can show people how it works. One critical point which we wanted to ensure before we announced this was that the token bridge from RSK side was going to be ready in parallel with this. That's a very important aspect to this. It's like sort of building a car if the petrol station is not built yet, if you see what I mean. So we needed the bridge that allows interoperability between blockchains, and that's RSK's team's job to do that, and they're prioritizing the build of that now. So once that's done, you know, you'll start seeing the capability of swapping between the technology between different blockchains, and particularly everything smart contract wise is built using something called the Ethereum virtual machine, which is the overlay where the smart contracts are, and that will effectively work with RSK. I'm not the technical guy, by the way, so I don't want to get too drawn down into that that space, but Eddie is, and from our side, and also obviously Gurang from the Endorsed side as well. I'm more interested in the commercials and just making sure that the technical solution has got commercial application and commercial use, which is hopefully your next question.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to come on to the commercials. Now, you say you're going to be operating in like digital art, music, sports, and gaming. Yeah. But what is the commercial element? Who are the target market, and how do you how are you going to make money from this?
These sectors that you've mentioned are all sectors which are obvious immediate use cases for this technology. They're spaces which are being exploited at the moment. You see, a lot of the NFT platforms that exist are actually got examples of probably mostly digital art at the moment, because that was the first shoe to drop, so to speak. But games coming online, sports, music, and also, interestingly enough, metaverse assets, which are sort of virtual real estate, virtual land. It's all very interesting and it's all burgeoning, but it's still, you know, this space is growing and there are many, many other applications as well. So those are the markets that the marketplace will be able to support. But the commercials for us are in building a sort of best of breed platform, which has learned from due to the fact that we've learned from all the mistakes and errors and the growing pains that all the larger platforms have gone through, because this space has simply evolved, it's mushroomed. And one of the tools that Nifty Labs is now going to be incorporating, which has been developed by Endorse, is the Nifty Scanner, which is quite a unique tool. It's in alpha testing mode at the moment, so we're still working our way through. But it tells you what the provenance of an NFT is behind, or the assets and data that are of the NFT. So that's a big security risk with a lot of other platforms. So because we can do these things bespoke, kind of, or our obvious was to get the technology solution ready in a way that it can be offered to brands, potentially enterprise business customers who are looking to effectively build NFTs or offer NFTs in their own capacity. So whether it be perhaps a fashion label that wants to open up a shop of NFTs, which will sell all the things that they feel are what their customers want. They've got the mailing list, they've got all the connections and clients. We will be the technology behind that. So we will sit behind those brands, those sports companies, the record labels, the art galleries, and we will say, you know, here is your marketplace, or here's the technical solution for your marketplace. You just put your overlay and your brand on there. And then rather than your goods and services being seen in a kind of an open bazaar, which is what the most of the marketplaces are now, you can have a bespoke model that to all intents and purposes looks like yours. We won't necessarily be seen at the front end of it. We'll be sitting behind it with the technology, and obviously we'll get paid fees for setting this up for them. We'll get a percentage of revenue depending on the model that's cut, or license fees. You know, it does vary, but the key is that if we've got the capability to build this, and there are, you know, brands are in a better position to actually access their the market than we would be, then that's the most significant opportunity for us. That doesn't mean we won't have a consumer facing proposition in our own right, but we think that if we build this in a way that is going to be appealing to the brands themselves, then, you know, that will save them an awful lot of work in building their own platforms.
Okay, well, Malcolm Pallet there, the co-founder and executive chairman of Coincilium, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com, or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.